At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Wait, yeah. I think I figured it out. I know how we're the David Lee Roth of radio. I figured it out. Rich wears spandex. Hey, there you go. Hey. Yeah, and he's jumping around doing leg kicks here in the studio. Thank you, Diamond Dave. I'm Covino. That is Rich.
What's up, buddies?
Danny G, super producing.
Yeah, yay.
877-99 on Fox. Ramos, always great to see you.
Always good to see everybody. Hola.
Hi, Ramos. Brian Finley's on your update spots on the videos at Covino and Rich if you want to play along at home. Hope you had a Miami Heat, Golden Knights, Aaron Judge sort of weekend.
Crashing through walls?
Yeah, man. Like Herman Munster, bro.
Well, hey, we got a lot to get to today. A Monday, CNR, and let's be rocking out. Let's go.
Let's go.
We're getting hyped.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. Hope you had a nice weekend. Happy to be here. Let's have a great week. We have stories to tell.
Yeah, listen, as we get hyped on a Monday show, we're going to talk about the curse of Taylor Swift. We're going to talk about Lonzo Ball, a hypothetical that has to do with being seen with a woman that's not your wife.
I have an etiquette question. I went to the Yankees-Dodgers game this weekend out here on the West Side.
Yeah, so eight Dodger dogs is too many.
I have too many Doyer dogs. But yeah, I have stories to tell you about that too. I had a great time.
Around the room, real quick question. As typical goes, I'll ask a random dumb question.
Sure.
I'm not saying you're Joey Chestnut, but how many Dodger dogs do you think you could put down in a game if there was no money involved? Like it was like free Dodger dogs.
If we're talking competitive eating, I'm more of a Crazy Legs Conti. Look him up if you don't remember
him. I'm not saying competitive eating. I'm saying if I said calories don't count, money's not in the equation. Just
the regular Dodger dog or the jumbo size?
Regular Dodger regular dog. Dogs. Danny, if I said you can eat as many as you want, no money the whole game, do you think you could put back five or six Dodger dogs?
No, three.
Three?
Yeah.
Two for me. Two's about the most, yeah.
If I had no repercussions, I could probably do three, I'm thinking.
Do I have access to a private bathroom?
That is a factor, Spot.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man.
Do I get all the fixings? They got onions and relish?
One of our buddies, Mercer Man in Pittsburgh, who listens to the show, like a Gavone, had six of them.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Because he hit me up about it.
I have the entire game, so two and a half hours, let's say.
Yeah.
Oh, I could easily put down like eight.
Really?
Wow.
Over the course of 2.5 hours?
No.
Do you think if you paced yourself, you don't think you could do a Dodger dog per inning?
I could easily do a Dodger dog per inning.
That's a lot.
Brian Finley, can you do a Dodger dog per inning if you needed to?
You know, it would be sacrilegious for me because I'm a Padre fan, so I feel like I'd be doing the Dodger dog disservice. So yeah. I'd probably just puke them all up.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Yeah. No.
I'll tell you my story
Clippers
later.
And Padres, how'd you get hired here?
Exactly, Fenley.
I am a glutton for punishment, and I'll leave that right there.
Speaking of gluttons, you know, I had not only Doyer dogs yesterday, but I had ice cream, I had Modelos, I had cookies. And let me tell you, I was farting up a storm the whole night. I digest.
TMI.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you about my Yankee adventure later. We got to talk about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Just for the fun of it. It's not about Tom Brady, so relax. Because not everybody wants to hear about Tom Brady all the time. There's a story about him, and then we're going to tell you how we feel.
You guys talking about Brady? Must be a day that ends in Y.
Hey. There you go, Spot. It's not one of those stories, though. It's not, hey, man, you think he's going to play for the Raiders or what?
It's not, Spot, it's not nonsense like that. It's something that, see, I'm gonna judge a lot of people right now. So be prepared to agree with me or be mad at me.
Rich is being judgy. Must be a day that ends in Y.
Thanks, Spot. So Tom Brady's with his beautiful family at Disney. And it turns out.
World or land?
I think it's World.
I believe World. Yeah. I think he's in Florida, Spot. Okay. It sort of makes sense regionally, but also yeah. I think he's in Florida right now.
Big difference.
There's footage of Tom Brady with his kids on the rides. You know, you take the pictures. You do all
no
do
Mr.
your fun.
Toad's Wild Ride in Florida, I don't think.
A Disney day with the kids. Wasn't all sunshine and smiles for Tom Brady? The NFL legend seemed to be scared of the Tower of Terror. And... quote, it scared the hell out of him. He's not a big fan of scary rides. And I'll tell you this.
Lame.
I really will judge you. If you're a grown man or a grown woman that's like, I don't do roller coasters. I'm lame. Scared of that ride. I'm Ramos, well done. Lame is right. I'm judging the hell out of you. I go to, you know, if you go to Six Flags or Legoland, Universal, Hershey Park, Donnie Park, all the places we went as kids. It was Disney World? Yeah.
Yes.
So... am I wrong by saying no grown man or woman should be scared of a ride?
Are you calling Tom Brady a weenie boy?
I mean, if he's scared of rides, you know.
Anybody is scared of a ride is a weenie boy. However, I gotta
do we have to say weenie boy?
Yeah.
I mean, what else can we say on Fox Sports Radio?
Free falls have their own kind of, they're in their own
I was going to say, realm. Everybody has their exceptions. Like, I'm down for a ride, right? But there's certain things I won't do. Like, I just won't do it. Like, I don't like those pirate ships. So you could say I'm a weenie boy. You could say like, yo, I don't play with that because that makes my stomach go. Oh.
Yeah, there's certain like boardwalk style rides that are just made to make you sick.
So maybe that's like Tom Brady's like, yo, I don't like free falls.
I don't like having to like grab my stomach because I'm about to drop.
Oh,
fast.
I like feeling it in my. Like, oh! I love feeling in my huevos.
Really?
So I like that. Like,
so I'm giving him the pass on maybe that's his one exception. Like maybe he's like, yeah, man, I'll do any roller coaster, but I just don't do that.
You know how
if it's one of those stories. I give him the pass, but I still back you up on your sentiment of if you're a grown ass man or a grown ass man like me,
you are an ass man.
I am an ass man, and you're like, no, I don't do scary rides. What a weenie! I'm with you on that.
I mean, the thing is,
he had a good sense of humor about it. He said he was the guy who was screaming in the back the whole time.
Oh, that's fun though. I like that.
I said,
who's that girl screaming?
It's the greatest quarterback in NFL history,
Tom Brady.
So listen. I'm not judging you if you're scared. I'm judging you if you sit it out. And I think, you know how a lot of times our parents brainwash us?
You know who sat it out? My mom with the strollers growing up.
It's funny you would say that because I was going to say, you know how our parents brainwash us? Is that Tom?
Yeah, that is Tom Brady. I saved that a long time ago.
Actual audio.
No, wait, hold on. Is that Rich Davis at the Taylor Swift concert? Or is that Tom Brady?
Here, let's listen again.
No, that's Rich Davis.
That's Rich Davis.
Taylor Swift.
So a lot of times our parents brainwash us, and then you realize when you're a grown-up, like, you know, they were just tricking me. Like, I'll give you a good example. It's summertime. It's my kid's last week of kindergarten, so I'm a little like, oh, my God, that went quick. 1 year in the books. Ramos, did you grow up with this sentiment too? My parents told me that people that sent their kids to camp didn't like their kids. And then looking back, I'm like, my parents just said that because they couldn't afford camp.
No, my parents just told me, like, if you cross your eyes or if you look at something cross-eyed, it'll stay like that forever.
Yeah, that's where my parents were at.
Swallow
your
gum, you know, watch TV.
Sit too close to the TV, you're going to go blind.
You make a face like that, it's going to stay that way.
My parents would say things all the time.
My mom would tell me if I smoked marijuana, I'd break out. And as a kid on a mission to, you know, squeeze some booty cheeks.
My mom told me
I was not going to get in my way.
My mom said if we had sex, we would die.
Oh, really?
You would die?
Break it up, man.
That's a bit harsh.
So that's your excuse.
That's why you're still here, huh? Good to still have you with us, Danny.
Yeah, I know.
Danny finally pulled the trigger. He's having a baby.
I take that, Mom.
I think that my parents would both go on rides with us, and they would always say, look at all the parents that didn't go on the rides. My parents would say, like, how lame they are.
Right.
Like, are they just sitting there, like, holding the bags?
Yeah, like, we're not like those parents.
Yeah, so I look
My mom was definitely that. You know what she would say? I just want to see my kids have fun. I'm like, Mom, you're so lame. Let's go on the runaway train or something.
So,
let's go on Space Mountain.
Are you with me that if you see a grown-up, man or woman, but I'll be honest, mostly man. If someone's at an amusement park, it's like, yeah, dad won't go on the roller coaster. Aren't you sort of judging dad a little bit?
I used to have a fear of roller coasters, mainly because I get motion sick, and people that don't have motion sickness don't understand it, but it is real. And going on these roller coasters,
is it, or are you just being a little bit of a wimp?
No.
Like a motion sickness.
Having your stomach go upside down, twisting side to side, all this and going down, up, whatever.
Yeah, it sounds like you're making it up.
It's a lot. So now that
maybe you should have 8 Dodger dogs.
Right. Now as an adult, I eat or I take Dramamine, and I'm a little bit more adventurous, and I will go on roller coasters. So I get it, though. Some people might just not want that.
I don't know. You can't go to 10 Super Bowls and then be scared of the Tower of Terror. However,
that's a great point. You're
You're okay with the most badass dudes trying to break you in the pocket. Defensive guy, linebackers
on
who
the
are
biggest stage in the country.
Yeah, 300-pound, 6'5" linebackers are trying to destroy you. But
millions watching.
Yeah, like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride to get you a little bit.
It's not like he's coming to the field on a zip line.
Yeah. It's well, my point is the only time, and I think there's one exception. There's only one exception where you could be scared of a ride.
Oh,
and that's if
Gravitron?
It's
Gravitron.
No, the Gravitron's badass, man. Apparently, they said they don't let kids like climb on the inside anymore.
What's that ride at Disney that like is designed to destroy you? It has like 3 levels that you can choose from.
Oh, that space thing.
It's like a space simulation ride. That's
dude,
like,
I went on that. I thought I was gonna die.
It's like if you choose the expert level, you will
vomit.
Yes,
I thought I was. I seriously thought
G-force.
I was gonna die.
It's
G-Force. Yeah, yeah.
My wife
that's
tells a story where she was trying to get them to stop so she could exit the ride.
It was horrible.
And instead, the employees laughed and gave a thumbs up.
It
like,
really
here you go.
Is horrible. It's hard. There's like warnings. Like if you're pregnant, or there's warnings on that ride. That is the worst experience ever, that G-Force adventure.
And by the way, if someone does say, hey, can you stop this or can I get off before this starts, and you give a thumbs up to go, that's pretty inconsiderate.
That's not
right.
You know what
I agree,
love?
Ramos.
I love the videos on social media of people that are on those slingshot rides.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you have the operator that's like, oh, wait a second. I think your seatbelt's off.
And then
hey, Frank, we got to fix the seatbelts. And then they're like sitting there and all of a sudden,
yeah,
I love it. Lose it.
Oh, and your harnesses and whoa! So I love it too, but I have one exception, and I'll give everyone this free pass because I'll give myself this free pass. If you're on a ride set up by a guy named Bo Weevil with a mullet and missing teeth at like a state fair.
A Joe Dirt of sorts.
If Joe Dirt is setting up the ride, you could say, yeah, I don't trust it.
You mean like the zipper at the county fair?
Dude, if you go to Disney or Six Flags or Universal or, like I said, any of the big parks, they have engineers that are constantly doing safety checks on these things. But when you go to like the local county Italian feast or the festival or like, oh, the German festival, oh, the church has a little thing, and it's some dude, again, with missing teeth setting up the ride that looks like he's high as hell. If you said, yeah, I don't trust it, I'm with you. You could skip carnival rides.
I'm going to skip the Himalaya. I don't trust this guy.
The Himalaya.
So,
oh, we're going backwards now.
Do you want to go faster?
Speaking of high as hell, how come, I thought this is what you were going to talk about with Tom Brady. How come no one's talking about the length of his shorts when he went to Disney? They're above mid-thigh.
Let's see.
Oh, he's wearing like three inch shorts.
Above mid-thigh.
I thought that was man thigh Teo. That's Tom Brady.
They're super short.
Yeah, he's got some super short shorts on. So anyway, we're bringing you all the hard-hitting stories. So,
well, he is the handsome man with athletic thighs.
I mean,
to quote Everclear.
Everclear, seeing his athletic junk.
Now, the reason we bring this up again is
really quick.
Yeah,
that's Mission Space at Disney World, and it's orange, green, or death.
Right.
It's
horrible, man. That's the worst ride. So, again, Tom Brady said he was scared on the Tower of Terror, and there was proof. People said he looked scared. He admitted he was scared. He was scared on the Tower of Terror. Rich is saying you're a weenie boy.
Yeah.
You're scared to go on rides. I'm
saying
there's always that one exception. Like, I don't do the pirate ships. What? I said all that. Your thoughts?
But here's the difference.
99 on Fox.
Here's the difference. First of all, I'm not coming down on Brady. He was just horsing around having fun with his kids, and he was, you know, I'm scared. He was goofing around. He still went on the ride.
It spurred the thought.
I'll ask you this, though. The question isn't like, oh, Covino doesn't want to go on the pirate ship. I get it. You don't like it. You don't go on it.
I don't do it.
But if you were...
Or a rocket ship. But I'm whatever saying, goes back and forth like that.
But let's just say you were a single man, and you're at like, hey, you're on a date, and you and your date were at a little amusement park, a little day out. And she's like, let's go on the pirate ship. You're not sitting it out.
I don't know,
with
man.
The date.
I might say to her, I don't do that. I might say that. That's why I was saying everybody has the exception.
Oh, okay.
So... Your thoughts?
Just something to keep in your mind.
At Covino and Rich, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Bundling makes it easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount. Combine your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, Gravitron, roller coaster, and more. All in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. So there you go. Just figured I'd start with that. If you don't go on the rides and you're the dad holding the bags, just know there's a lot of people judging you, rightfully so.
Your kids are judging you too. I think kids
make the assessment. My dad doesn't go on it.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, my dad's the cool, or my mom is the cool parent. And whoever sits it out is the lame parent. Don't be the lame parent.
That's true.
Or the lame date, you know, when you're out and about.
No, I'm going to sit this one out. It's like the person that's reluctant to get on the dance floor at the wedding. It's like the person it's like the person that's reluctant to participate at a karaoke night. Don't be the person that's resistant to do fun things. People are judging you, rightfully so. All right, there you go. Tom Brady. How to fit him into every show ever, right, Spot?
Tom Brady, always in the news. By the way, the Tower of Terror, it's no longer Twilight Zone, right? Isn't it?
It's Guardians now the Guardians. Galaxy? Yep, that's correct.
So at Disney World, I think it's still Twilight Zone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. So then I guess he was doing the old Rod Serling. Maybe he's scared of Twilight Zone.
No, I agree with Ramos. So wait, there's two. I've been on the one that they changed to Guardian. It's pretty cool. I didn't know the original Twilight Zone still exists as well. So pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
Random question. I haven't been to Florida in a while. They still got that rock and roll, Aerosmith rock and roll roller coaster at MGM or wherever that was?
I think so. And you know, all the Disneylands are around the world, they're all different,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
So everything's different. That's why everybody loves to go, I'm going to go to Disney in Paris because it has a different turn. And I'm like, okay.
But I went on that rock and roll roller coaster once, and it was awesome. I remember thinking it was awesome.
It is good. Aerosmith walked, do they go like, hey, everybody, it's Steven Tyler, get on the ride, stuff like that.
Rich and I agree, though, the standard of awesome rides right now is still Cars, though, at California
Disney
Adventures.
DCA, baby.
Yeah, so good.
Nah, Cars is a great ride. Harry Potter at Universal is fantastic. Mario Kart stinks. I told you I just went there. It's not good.
The Rock and Roller Coaster closed.
Really?
I thought you were going to say it's something lame, like the Mumford & Sons coaster now.
It closed in 2019 and was replaced by Avengers Assemble Flight Force.
That was an indoor one. I remember liking it, but I hadn't been back in years. So
It got real lame when they met at the O-Town roller coaster.
Oh, man. Lame.
It's back?
I think that's the different location. I could be wrong.
I'll get your facts straight, Spot.
I'm sorry. I'm just reading Wikipedia.
I'm the positive. I'm glad Tom Brady's
the
guy that's on there living it up, enjoying those moments with his kids.
But to back up our pal John Ramos, a lot of the things are the same, just revamped slightly. Like, if you are an amusement park enthusiast, Universal Studios, they have the Orlando one and the Hollywood one, right? One out here in, North Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Burbank, technically?
It's Studio City.
Studio City?
Yes.
Wherever the hell it is.
Universal City.
Universal City,
thank you.
the Spider-Man ride and the Transformers ride are the same exact thing. It's just if you go to the different locations, like, you know, it's one of those rides where you're watching a screen. Same turns, same everything. It's just either Spider-Man or Transformers.
Yeah, back in the day, it was Back to the Future, remember?
Oh, that was that was so good.
That was so good back in the day.
All right, well, there you go. A little amusement park fun. Amusement park fun because, let's be honest, kids are out of school either this week, next week, wherever you live. That's what summer vacations are all about, right? Think of how many times you went to an amusement park with your family. I was a very big amusement park family.
Mm-hmm.
I think 80% of our vacations were like, let's go to
I was very much
Six
a
Flags
short
or
Boardwalk type of family.
Pumping your fists since the 80s, huh?
Yeah. Log flumes, that kind of thing.
All right, well, hey, coming up here
Ferris wheels
on CNR, we're going to talk about Game 2 last night of the NBA Finals. I mean, just when you thought, I mean, if you watch the first half of that game, you're like, oh, man, it's going to be 2-0 Nuggets, and then we're going to be, you know, at work talking about, well, they got to win Game 3 in Miami to stay in this. Now we're looking at a whole new series, 1-1 going back to Miami. And we'll talk a little bit about what to expect with the NBA Finals, NHL Stanley Cup Finals going on, and we'll talk a little bit about the worst way to end your sports career. So a lot to get to. You got CNR right here on FSR. More coming up next.
Shopping for tires can be deflating, but not at TireRack.com. Fast free shipping and free road hazard protection, that's just the start. And did you know they test tires? They got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction and comfortable ride. They share the results so you can make an informed choice.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Not sure where to begin. Try the Tire Decision Guide for a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. And get this, they sell only the best. But you knew that. Like the full line of hand-cooked tires.
Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation is available in many areas. They'll bring new tires to you at home or work and install them on site.
So go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whoa!
DJ Ramos in the mix.
Nice! CNR's rock and roll roller coaster of love.
Whoa!
Hey, it's me, Steven Tyler. Yeah. Welcome to my roller coaster.
Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. Remember, at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn.
That's right.
Everything you earn doubled. Right. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. DJ Ramos playing some Aerosmith. If you're listening on the podcast later, you're missing out, man. Check us live.
Tom Brady. And
thank you for subscribing. Yeah, Tom Brady was at Disney World, and he said he was scared on the Tower of Terror. We have the audio. And Rich said, if you're a grown-ass man,
yeah,
and you're scared or you stay out of it, right?
When it comes to the rides. If you sit it out, you're lame as could be. You're les miserables. You're the biggest loser at the park. Now, not coming down on Brady. Brady went on the ride, and he jokingly said he
fun. I'll tell you what. Yeah. I scream like that just to add to the fun and to embarrass my kid.
Oh!
I really, it's like, I do that, though. Yeah, it's just fun.
So, hey, enjoy your summer planning and your vacations and theme parks.
Do you also pose for the camera when you know?
Oh, when I see it, I point.
Pictures about like, to
yeah. Yeah. If you know where the camera is on a roller coaster, you could do
like on Space Mountain. I know exactly where it is.
But you know what? We're gonna talk etiquette at a ball game later if we have time. You know, Rich, who makes ducats? They call Rich Daddy Stacks.
They do not.
Daddy Warbucks over here, Rich Davis.
Rich Rowland.
You know he takes photos of. The photos.
Oh, I do.
He's such a cheapskate.
I'm not paying for that.
I know he's not the only guy to do that, but Rich is, you know.
Yo,
he makes
yell at you.
Ducats.
I am absolutely taking a photo of their photo. I am not paying $25 to get a picture of me on the roller coaster. But you know what? I feel like you go to those parks, you spend enough money, it's okay. I mean, I you know, Ramos, when I just
How
went to Universal.
How much you pay for a giant turkey leg?
When I went to Universal, I bought my son a stuffed animal Bowser, you know, from Mario Brothers, because he loves, Dad, I love Bowser. My son's 3. This Bowser was 50 beans, $50 for a stuffed Bowser. And, you know, not to mention the cocktails in an amusement park, $15-$20. So, yeah, I'll take a picture of the roller coaster. Thank you.
All right. So that's Rich Davis. I'm Covino. Spot is here. Danny G. Guy. Ramos. Finley's got your updates.
So, again, let me... unless you know the answer, let me go around the room and ask you clowns. Being that the Miami Heat surprised everyone that fourth quarter yesterday, shocking.
I mean, it was back and forth.
And you know what? There's a part of me that did feel like if there were a fifth quarter, Denver would have won. Like, Denver is always just coming back. They're on the comeback, and they just ran out of time. You know, like,
no timeout, went for it.
There was an NFL player that said that once. They never lost. They just ran out of time. That's like a... Who said that? Was that like a Mahomes line or something? I didn't lose. I just ran out of time. I think Denver just sort of ran out of time. What do you think the point spread is in Vegas for game 3 in Miami? It's tied 1-1.
Ooh.
Heat's at home, but the favorite for the series is Denver. What do you think Vegas has it at?
Heat by 3.
What do you think? What do you think, Danny?
It's close. I'm going to say Heat by 1.5.
Fenley?
Oh, 5.75.
5.75? 3.75 stars.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Nuggies by 3.
Nuggies by 3?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You knew that.
I heard you say
it. Oh, no.
You're the clown.
Oh, I didn't know if you were in the room when I said
it. Yeah, I was here.
So Nuggets road favorites. So if you believe in Jimmy Buckets, maybe money line the Heat, but people think that the Nuggets are still in control of the series.
You hear that, Miami? Miami, you're listening right now. Vegas doesn't have faith in you.
Yeah, Vegas
has
you as a
home court advantage.
They have you as a home dog in the NBA Finals?
Yeah, that was a big-time win by Miami. You know, when you could still win and Jokic has 41 and you win away, you take one there, that's a big, big win. Now, Jokic didn't have as many assists. That was the difference, too. Big part of the difference there. But another takeaway I had was just how funny the sports media is when talking about this stuff, though, because leading up to yesterday's game, you would have thought the Heat had zero chance in the world.
0.0.
All of a sudden, it's like, yo, now they got a total chance, which I get it, they do. But leading up to that yesterday, no one thought they had a chance. No one thought it. No one said it.
At least here on
Covino
and Rich.
The whole narrative changed.
Yep. At least here on our show. We're honest
Zero.
With you.
Yeah, we do.
We're
not
honest.
We at least don't knee-jerk react.
No.
Even
try
after,
not to anyway.
No, try not to. Even after a blowout, we're like, okay, it doesn't mean the series is over.
Zero.
Did it look that way? Yes. Did I still think that the Heat could turn one around and get a nice win? Yeah.
You know what, Covino, I do think
they changed everybody's narrative in just one game, and they only won by three.
Yeah, but I do think, though, that based on what we watched, right, not that, oh, it's proven that Miami can hang. I think what we saw was the thing Miami needed to do to have a chance, right? Because you weren't going to go down 0-2 and then win.
They needed to hit four, some three-point shots.
You weren't then going to win four out of the next five games against the Nuggets. Just reality was you weren't going to win 4 out of 5 against the Nuggets when they had a couple home games left.
It's almost comical, Rich, though, to see the reaction of these talking heads on TV. Again, whose narrative changed completely. I mean, the Heat forced the narrative change, but it's almost as if they didn't act like they had no shot leading up to that game.
Yeah, but that was a big one because you tied
major
up
props.
Now. You tied up now. It's a new series, best of five, with home court essentially being Miami in a five-game series.
And again, I'm speaking in memes, and I'm very fluent in memes, but I saw this one, and it's so true. It puts it in perspective. The Miami Heat are doing what AD and LeBron couldn't do, and what KD and Booker couldn't do. So it goes to show you the level in which they're playing right now.
Well, and I feel like they out-energized the Nuggies yesterday. They really did. Like the loose balls, the 50-50 balls, they were on the floor.
Or some people were saying attitude.
Yes,
right?
they definitely. I saw way more energy. That's something that I wish that my Lakers could have done a better job at, running up and down the court on every possession. And what really stood out to me after game one, a lot of the shooters for the Heat, I think the stat was they were 2 for 26. Knew that was going to happen again in game two. Look at what Duncan Robinson did in last night's game. He was balling.
Yeah, and especially
10
in
points and mean mugging.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially down the stretch. And Danny, I'll give Danny props. You know, we're like I said, we're honest. We're not
changing our narrative and our tune. Danny did say after game one, he said, you know, Miami shot so terrible. You know, especially their bench and their, you know, they can't do worse. So we expected a closer game. And again, it was almost a double-digit Vegas favorite for the Nuggets at home. And, hey, Miami came out to play. And
I think it just reminds everybody that the Nuggets are beatable. And Miami could beat them if they play the right way and contain the passing of a Jokic.
But if anything, can we all agree that it just made it way more exciting for not only you and me, but everyone listening, everyone watching?
Feels like a series
that,
now.
You know, if it was 2-0, it'd be like, wah, wah. 1-1, you're like, ooh, Miami has some life. It does create a whole new feel for the NBA Finals, where even if Miami loses game three, you're like, oh, if they win game four, it'll be 2-2. It changed everything. So when Denver was coming back at the very end, I was watching the clock like, come on, run out. Like, everyone wanted Miami to win. Unless you're a diehard Nuggets fan, just for the good of the series, everyone should be like, come on, Miami.
You're right about that fifth quarter, too, if there was one. Because what did the Nuggets do? And we've talked about this the entire playoffs. They'll be trailing by...
You texted me.
Yeah.
They were down by 12. You blinked, and they were down by 6. It was like, well, how did that happen?
In a minute. In a minute of game clock time, they turn it around like that.
Yeah, they were down double digits with like 3-4 minutes left. And I said to myself, like, well, with the Nuggets, that's not safe.
And I hate to be the guy that brings it up, but you got to wait till Wednesday now? That seems like... It seems like the weakest. No, it really does.
A long time.
And we pointed this out last time, but they're really stretching it out.
Yeah.
It seems way too long.
Struggling.
It's like, you know when they realize, you remember like back in the day when Idol and Bachelor and some of those network shows realized they were just getting ratings, so they'd have like 2 episodes a week and 3 hours each, and you're like, no, I'm not dedicating 6 hours of my week to The Bachelor. I feel like, you know, the NBA Finals, you don't need to stretch it out. We're into it. But every other day. Don't do this Wednesday and then the
tomorrow
weekend.
Tomorrow would have been okay. Tomorrow would have been nice.
Yeah.
Wednesday now? Mm. Give me a break.
Well, we got Wednesday plans now, I guess, right? Do you guys want to watch maybe, Danny? Maybe we'll watch Wednesday?
Hey,
we should.
Wednesday, yeah. Let's do it. Let's get together.
Get some wings.
Let's get some wingies.
Oh. Wingies?
And some nuggies.
Oh,
nuggies. Boneless nuggies.
Oh. All right. Well, hey, Covino and Rich, let's go to our pal, Brian Family for an update. What's up, man?
What up, guys,
Family?
What is going on? And the NFL is looking to an anonymous Indianapolis Colts player on gambling allegations. This just coming out, according to reports. And the team is saying, quote, we are aware of the NFL's investigation and will have no further comment at this time.
Oh, was someone tempted to mimic my amazing teaser bets? Is that what happened?
Well, I was wondering. Yeah. I thought it might be you that they're investigating because of all the gambling talk.
You know what? It's people have to be following my teaser town bets during the NFL season. That's gotta be it.
Rich does look like an NFL punter.
I do. I can pass for a punter for sure. What else is going on, Family?
You kind of look like Sebastian Janikowski to me.
Oh, let me see if he's handsome enough for this analogy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look him up and see what he looks like. He's got a little spare tire there, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, by the way, the Baltimore Ravens are betting on wide receiver Laquon Treadwell in the sense they're going to give him a one-year deal. And that, according to reports, joining the Ravens. The Bills are signing Rams pass rusher Leonard Floyd to a one-year deal, reuniting with Von Miller in Buffalo. The Colts have inked wide receiver Breshad Perriman. We do know that Kyrie Irving, according to The Athletic, sliding into the LeBron James DMs, trying to persuade him into playing together for the Dallas Mavericks next season. This, according to reports, and Irving is a free agent, while James, he's kind of under contract with the Lakers at this point. The Clippers are promoting Trent Redden to general manager and Mark Hughes to senior VP, assistant general manager. The Phoenix Suns are adding on to their star-studded assistant coach staff with the hiring of former Knicks and Grizzlies head coach David Fizdale as a new assistant. And lastly, guys, we do have Major League Baseball, an afternoon game happening right now, and it is 3-0 in favor of the Rays as they finish up the sixth inning over the Red Sox. Justin Turner did hit a home run in the sixth inning to cut the gap to 3-1 Tampa going into the seventh inning. With that, let's get it to a Sebastian Janikowski lookalike in Rich Davis.
He's bald with a gut. I have a great head of hair. And I'm a thin guy.
I don't know.
Cut Finley off.
No, maybe Finley's predicting your future.
Oh, no. All right. Well, hey, thank you, Brian. Hey, we got more Covino and Rich coming
same
up.
Guy.
I do want to talk about the curse of Taylor Swift.
That looks like you.
Shut your face.
I see it.
Plus, what happens when people see you with a woman that is not your wife or girlfriend?
Boy.
So I have a thought. We'll get to all that coming up right here. But we got to talk about ButcherBox because this past weekend.
We don't have to. We want to.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had the chicken again last night. Fantastic. I mean, everything from the ribs to the pork to the chicken to steak to the beef.
True story. The steak is so good.
True story.
I grilled some up this weekend, right? And I thought I'd have all these leftovers for the next day. I love me some leftovers. And then my daughter hits me up with a text, mind you, because she brought the plate to her bedroom. She's like, you got any more? And I'm like hesitant to give her more because I'm like, you're digging into my leftovers.
I was going to use that steak for a salad
tomorrow.
I know,
but that's how good it is. Like, I'm like, yo, and I even went to her. I'm like, you got to chill. Like,
you got to tell her, don't text dad from the next room. Come talk to me.
How about you come and get your own? I'm not your butler. But either way, it's that good. You know what I mean? Like, everybody wants seconds. Like, yo, what about me? Save some for me.
ButcherBox.com, code CRSHOW. You're going to get $20 off your first order, plus 2 pounds of ground beef for free in each box. So you're going to get free ground beef. You're going to get $20 off and all the great deals. And our buddy Drew hit us up. Drew signed up in Nashville. He said that you could swap out. So let's say you don't like seafood or pork or you could customize your ButcherBox.
Unselect.
So don't, you know, you're not going to get stuff you don't want. So again, ButcherBox.com, code CRSHOW. Check it out today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Oh, there you go, Ramos.
Tom Brady.
The man with athletic thighs. Wear those 5-inch shorts.
No, those are like 3 inches.
3-inch inseams?
3-inch inseams.
Let the bad boys breathe a little bit, Brady, with your short shorts at the theme park. It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
He's also wearing like a really tight V-neck.
You know what?
But like a thin, tight V-neck.
At Covino and Rich.
There's children here, Tom.
If you're gonna mock Tom Brady...
There's children here.
You better be a stud. You know, I'll give you the analogy. Someone on our Covino and Rich.
He's got bacon neck.
On our Covino and Rich Facebook page.
Jordan would be so disappointed.
There were, Michael Jordan does not like bacon neck shirts. Yeah,
he's the true goat because he doesn't allow bacon necks.
On our Covino and Rich Facebook page. By the way, you could play along and join our Facebook page while you're at it. I know it's a little old school. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook for your parents. Someone was talking about how, like, they thought Kim Kardashian was not sexy.
Yeah.
And it took every ounce of me not to say, let me see who you're dating.
She might not be your type. Hold on. Everybody has a preference and a type. I get that. She's not your type. You might not like her as a person or
you might
what
not,
she's about.
You might
That's
not like,
fine.
You might not like women who have anything fake, but you can't deny that Kim Kardashian is, quote, sexy. That's can we all agree that she might not be your type?
She's attractive.
But you'd categorize her as sexy or attractive. So when I saw people saying, I think she's gross or I hate her, I'm like, please show me who you're with.
So you're putting Tom Brady in that category?
I was saying, if you're going to criticize Tom Brady's style or looks, you better be a stud because Tom Brady's a pretty handsome 40-something-year-old guy that's, likely more handsome and ripped than all of us.
Pretty stylish, right? Yeah, no, for sure. But he also has people probably helping him with that.
Of course.
As the old meme goes, you're not ugly, you're just broke.
That's true.
Right?
Fair enough. Fair statement.
Money helps. But I want to tell you about my Yankees weekend. But Rich has more of a juicy story to tell.
It's not a juicy story.
It's like Juicy Lucy.
It's juicy like a steak if we were to have it, but Covino gets his steaks well done, so nothing like the steaks you would make.
Juicy like a steak from Butcher Box.
Oh.
So, tonight, I'm going to a concert tonight.
Oh.
SiriusXM is doing a small venue concert out here in Los Angeles with the Counting Crows. I like the Counting Crows. Light 90s rock in my mind, Mr. Jones, Rain King. I like the Counting Crows. So I was like, you know what? I put the call in. I'm like, hey, can I swing by? So I got me plus one. And my wife is like, yeah, I don't really love the Counting Crows. And our babysitter that we usually use, not readily available. It's a Monday night. We had a long weekend. My wife's like, would you be mad if I sat this one out? I'm like, yeah, no worries at all. Now, I wasn't going to be like, hey, Covino, Danny G. I don't think you go to the Counting Crows with another grown man. I mean, I could ask you guys, but I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like the type of show bros go to together.
The mosh pit is too rowdy.
Yeah, I don't think this is not like a rock show or a hip hop, event. This is it's the Counting Crows.
We could high five during Mr. Jones.
My wife's best friend, Shannon, is a huge concert goer. Like Spot, she's going to concerts with your wife all the time. My wife, like our friend Shannon, is a music fan. I see she was at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, but our friend Shannon. Your wife's friend, Shannon?
Yeah.
She's not like Mrs. Grundy or some frumpy-looking woman. She's what they call a smoke show.
She's attractive.
She's hot.
So here's the question I have for you guys. Because my wife's best friend, who is one of my best pals.
She's a looker.
She's my wife's best friend. She's gone with Spot's wife to go see. What, they went to go see Willie Nelson recently, Matchbox 20, Maren Morris, Zach Brown
she's
Band.
She's a concert bunny.
And she's great at, honestly, Danny concert G, hopper. She's great at hitting us up, being like, does the group want to go see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks? Like, she organizes.
Yeah, she's a mutual friend of everybody's. That's just the backstory.
She's such a great friend.
We all know that, but guess who doesn't
know
that?
Yeah, she's a great friend of ours, but I thought of this, and I was like, ooh, Shannon will go with me. And she's like, I'd love to. All our old coworkers and people I still work with, because I still work, you know, part-time at SiriusXM on the music stuff. If I show up, that's me at the Counting Crows concert.
That's Rich when they play, when they play Long December.
There's reason to believe.
When they play Accidentally Einstein, Love. Einstein on the Beach.
So I'm bringing an attractive woman to a concert tonight that's not my wife. Do you think that'll just get annoying coworkers asking who's that?
Oh,
with
and by
Rich?
The way, she's not just attractive; she sort of stands out for two big reasons.
Yeah, there are two big reasons she stands out.
So she's gonna turn some heads, is my point. So people are gonna see Rich, and they're gonna see him with a beautiful, attractive woman that's not his wife. Get it?
Do you have to announce to anyone you talk to
personality in her hair?
Do I have to announce to anyone I bump into, like, this is my wife's best friend? Do I have, because otherwise I feel like people will be
you're
like,
you're going to sound
yes.
like you're over explaining.
No, yeah. I know. People are going to speculate.
And I swear my wife said it was okay.
No, but people love to gossip, Danny G. And these are people that know Rich, and they're going to look and say, who's that?
I thought he was married.
Wait a second. Stop the press. Who's that?
I only bring it up because I feel like I would think that if I saw one of
people
our coworkers.
People are going to whisper.
If I saw a coworker or an acquaintance show up to an event or a party or a concert with someone that's not their spouse, that's attractive.
You might have to wear a t-shirt that says,
I'm with my wife's friend.
Get a picture of your wife on your shirt that says, I love my wife.
I got my wife's permission. This is her friend.
This is her friend.
Okay, you might have to wear a name tag and just write that out.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to be like, that's not Rich's wife. And by the way, to make it even more clear, Rich's wife is a tall blonde. He's showing up with a hot, bodacious, short brunette.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no mistaking the difference
here. Did she wear a shirt that says, I'm with stupid?
Yeah, she can wear that.
People need to know.
But it's
people
just
are
going to
speculate,
I'm
Rich.
Just saying, because people are gossipy in general. So do you feel like you have to justify when you show up somewhere? There's a Larry David Curb episode where he's walking through Central Park with one of the whole. Do you remember the storyline where Jeff Garland has a mistress?
Barely.
Larry's walking through Central Park with Jeff's mistress and bumps into someone. And I'll tell you what happens.
Nice.
But your thoughts next, right here on Covino and Rich. 877-99 on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.